an all-star any year, Joe Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Vanderbilt football and basketball. And Joe, interesting article by Mo Patton this morning in the Tennessean, that's something we've all been thinking about, and that is there's a possibility that the Music City Bowl could be DJ Moore's swan song with Vanderbilt.
It is a possibility. I think DJ's done a really good job up to this point of really not thinking too much about it, not talking about it, just kind of focusing on the task at hand. But, you know, we've been through this before with other players and the procedure, and Bobby Johnson is very good at helping these guys get as much information as they possibly can from the NFL teams about the possible draft status and the projection and all that and the money that goes with all that. And then you get all that together, and then you sit down and you make a decision. So we'll see. You know, I think it's one of those things that all Vanderbilt fans have sort of thought of all year long, the way DJ has played, that it's certainly a possibility. But, you know, there's really not anything that anybody can do except sit and wait, and we'll see. You know, he's made a great name for himself not only around the conference but around the country with his versatility. Certainly the interceptions that he plays. He's a great man-on-man corner, and that's, as you know, guys, that's a hot property in the NFL. So, you know, I'm sure he's going to get a serious look.
And, Joe, interesting that Boston College and Vanderbilt, the two combatants for the Music City Bowl, have a few things in common. They've recruited against each other. Bobby Johnson's had some success in the state of Massachusetts.
Yes, he has. He has. He's in his background. He's made some trips there and done well. The other thing that I thought was an interesting tie, Gene DeFilippo is the athletic director at Boston
Yes.
College, and got a chance to visit with him quite a bit on the General Jackson the other night. He, of course, was at Vanderbilt back in the 80s, the last time Vanderbilt went to a bowl game. So he has a lot of ties, close ties to Vanderbilt, and it was great to visit with him because, you know, a lot of the talk about this whole bowl is, you know, two real quality schools, quality programs, get a chance to do something like this, you know, together and against each other. It's a very special occasion.
If you're looking at Boston College, especially on defense, and we'll talk to Bobby Johnson a little bit more about this, at linebacker, their leader, a Butkus finalist, Mark Herzlich.
Amazing, 105 tackles, 6 interceptions. And he's made some plays this year that kind of just make you stop the film and go back again. You know, he has leaped over, you know, potential blockers. He's got a couple of interceptions that were thrown over his head that he just jumped up over defenders and grabbed. And he's tremendously athletic, tremendously talented. They are a very big, physical, but fast defense. You know, they are a real challenge, and they're among the nation's leaders in a number of categories, including interceptions. So they will certainly be quite a challenge. I talked to Chris Nixon some yesterday about dealing with it, and he said, you know, we just know what we have to do, and he feels very good about the way he feels right now. So he's ready to go if he's called upon, but that defense is really something special for Boston College.
And Bobby Johnson has some choices. Jared
Yep.
Hawkins apparently a good possibility to play. Jeff Jennings taking reps, and then there's Jamie Graham.
Yep, and I think you'll see Jamie back there in the tailback spot on occasion. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to find some ways to get creative to get him the football. He really, I think, showed something in the Wake Forest game, maybe even more than a lot of us thought. When he lined up at tailback, he had a burst that I don't think a lot of us had seen before. And out of that, we knew he was quick, but I think we were surprised at how quick he made the decision to hit the hole and you know, turn it upfield. And I think he's earned an opportunity to get a look there. So, yeah, really the time off between these games has given this team some time to heal up a little bit, and hopefully Bobby will have all the weapons available for him.
All right, Joe, we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Oh, big game tonight, too. Notre Dame in town, 6th ranked, to take on Vanderbilt over Memorial Gym. So it's a big night.
Don't ask Frank about the Vanderbilt women's team. He got a chance to scout him a little yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Frank will give you a little in-depth a little bit later.
I was over there for the end of practice yesterday.
All right.
All right,
Joe.
See you guys.
All right.